Get ready for...
Ooh. Oh, I need a tissue. I think I'm going to sneeze.
America Weekend starts right now.
Shoo! America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Coming up, we will talk about certain bad habits that may in fact cost you your job. And then, America's Business with Ted David. They may be changing the credit reporting thingamabobbers. And all of a sudden, the fact that you were 2 days late on your cable bill may cost you a lot more when you go to buy that new car. Uh-oh. And then we'll have a list of the 2015 richest women in the world. And Walmart has a lot to do with it. You'll find out why. And then another edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by new research that could take the smell out of body odor. Oh, isn't that just wonderful? See, there is always something to rejoice over. We start things off this hour with, yes, I kidded around about sneezing and all that. It seems like we got through the winter and the cold and flu season, and then we get thrown into the springtime and everybody's sick. Isn't that the case? Think about where you work. Think about the people you live with. Everybody is sick right now. I remember last spring, my wife caught a cold, went into bronchitis and the whole thing. I think she even had strep throat. And then her eardrum burst because of all the stuff that was there. And it was a very painful spring for my wife and several trips to the doctors. Well, what happens if you work in a situation where you come in contact with so many sick people? I always got a kick out of doctors. Why aren't doctors sick all the time? What about a pediatrician? You were dealing with kids with runny noses and the flu and strep throat and all these maladies that every kid has every 6 minutes. Why aren't doctors sick all the time? I guess you build up a certain natural immunity to these things when you're exposed to them 8 to 10 hours a day, with the exception of the days you go play golf. But all kinds of healthcare workers. My wife actually works in a doctor's office, but it's not a sick doctor. It's an eye doctor. So people don't normally come in with the colds and the flus, but sometimes they come in with that good old friend, pink eye. And isn't that lovely? But it's amazing how many people get sick in the spring. And I would imagine also because it's allergies and people's resistances are lower than they normally are. And all right, I have to plead guilty to this. Every once in a while, I will do it. The first 50-degree day. Let's say you live in the Northeast or you live in the upper Midwest or someplace where you've just come through a brutal winter. As soon as you see a robin singing along and flying along on his or her merry way, you decide that you're going to just take out a t-shirt and a pair of shorts and just get rid of the coat because you don't need it until next October. I did that a couple of weeks ago. It was 65 during the day. So when I walked into the studio, it was a lovely spring day in the New York City area. Well, I walked out at 8 o'clock and all of a sudden it was the return to the frozen tundra. 35 degrees with like a 75 mile an hour breeze blowing along. And wouldn't you know, yes, I got sick. And I've been battling it for the last 2 weeks. So that's why I sound a little nasalier, if that's such a word, than I normally do. But people do need to take care of themselves, so I guess I have to look at myself in the mirror and say, wise up. Leave the shorts in the closet until I don't know when is a good... Is it fashionable to wear shorts in late March, early April anyway? What do they say? When can you start wearing white? Is it on the first day of spring? Anybody? I don't know. But yeah, I guess you got to take care of yourself a little bit better. But I feel for those people that have to work. What about people that work in emergency rooms? What about Nurse Jackie? What about Nurse Jackie being exposed to so many different things? I give those people a great deal of credit, especially the ER nurses. Look at what they are exposing themselves to. They don't know which members of the germ family they will be running into simply by going to work. Stay with us. When we come back, we will talk about bad habits you may be doing right now that may land you on the unemployment line. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Have a problem starting your motorcycle?
The starter needs a full amount of battery juice in order to turn your beast of burden.
One particular type of cable is far more conductive.
Share the knowledge today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Unlike regular battery cables, welding cable in 1 or 2-aught size has hundreds of tiny wire strands which conduct current in a manner far superior to regular strand number 4 cable. The lower the number, the thicker the cable. Go to a supply house and ask for welding cable. The terminals need to be copper or, if you can afford it, gold-plated terminals. Slide in the wire, crimp, solder, and you're good to go for 5, 10, or 15 bucks a cable. On a motorcycle, welding cable rocks. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Suffer from test anxiety? Would you like an easy way to reduce it? Not as tough as you think. Here's the science of it. Tests are no fun, and test really is a four-letter word. They cause anxiety, a great deal of negative thinking, and if test anxiety is not controlled, it can precipitate a substantial decrease in performance, or put another way, failure. What to do? Chew gum.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
Chewing gum while you're stressing out is a way to divert your mental anxiety into a physical act. It sidetracks anxiety, reroutes it so you can successfully accomplish the task at hand.
I chew gum a lot, and this flavor really hangs in there.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Chew gum during a test, and you'll take the bite out of anxiety and improve your score. Share your test-taking tricks with me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.